Next patient is Bridget Behrens. Bridget, B-R-I-G-I-T-T-E. Bridget, B as in boy. Bridget Behrens, B as in boy. E-H-R-E-N-S, B-E-H-R-E-N-S. Date of consultation is 9-6-24. Date of birth is 1-4-56. 1-4-56. Please make a copy for Dr. James Brown. James Brown, MD. Dear James, thank you for sending Bridget Behrens for evaluation. Next, where chief complaint is shortness of breath for 2 months. Next line, history of present illness. This is a 68-year-old female who has been experiencing shortness of breath, wheezing, chest tightness for over 2 months, has had some coughing spells, and has been treated with oral antibiotic therapy with no significant relief. The patient had one course of amoxicillin as well as Zithromax. And she has been bringing up some whitish yellow mucus and has had tightness in her chest as well as wheezing, but denies fever, so chills, or night sweats. Her most recent CT chest done on 8/21/24 showed multiple bilateral pulmonary nodules measuring up to 4 millimeters. And there was a 12 millimeter ground glass nodule in the posterior right lower lobe, which may be inflammatory or infectious, and follow-up CT was recommended. There was mild coronary artery calcifications and a small hiatal hernia, period. The patient denies reflux, nausea, or vomiting, and she has no chest pains or abdominal pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes a hysterectomy and a cholecystectomy. History of breast reduction surgery. She is also hypertensive and has history of GERD. Next line, allergies to sulfur and latex. Next paragraph, habits. The patient does not smoke. Denies alcohol use. Next paragraph. Allergies to sulfur. I'm sorry. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of dementia and had COPD. Father died of Alzheimer's disease. Next paragraph. Review assistance. The patient has had some fatigue and has cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains or hematuria. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and coughing spells. She has no abdominal pains but has heartburn and no diarrhea or constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain or arm pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety, denies easy bruising. She has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures but has headaches, no memory loss or skin rash or itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This, med list included verapamil 180 milligrams daily, protonix 40 milligrams, PRN, citalopram 40 milligrams a day, and Breast-tree inhaler. Breast-tree, B-R-A-Z, tree inhaler, 160 micrograms, two puffs twice a day. And the albuterol inhaler, two puffs, PRN. Next, physical exam. This is a mildly overweight elderly white female who was in no acute distress, no pallor sign of the sictus superphylloedema. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse 86, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 175, saturation 97. HENT anomalous, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus are injected. Neck supplement, bruise, no thyroid enlargement, to lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds from the periphery. Scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular asthma or estrogen, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions are noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, asthmatic bronchitis. Number 2 is multiple bilateral lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Rule out infectious etiology. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is chronic cough and reactive airways. Next, number 4 is anxiety. Next paragraph, plan. Patient will be given Zithromax 500 milligrams daily, four or five days. Prednisone 30 milligrams daily for 1 week with taper over 3 weeks. Continue with breast-tree inhaler, two puffs twice daily. A follow-up chest CT in November this year. And a complete PFT with lung volumes and bronchodilator studies. A follow-up visit we arrange in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for James Brown, MD. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.